Before today's episode starts, one, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has listened to the podcast, has shared the podcast. You know, it really means a lot to me. It is a little nervous, you know, trying to start it off, but I appreciate your support. Two, I know that I told you all that I was going to go live last Sunday and I did not. My apologies about that. So here it rained on Sunday and I had plans throughout the day. And the rain kind of threw me off. So the time that I had, you know, allotted to go live, I was not available to do so. So going forward, you know what I'm saying, I do have the group discussion page. So any topics that you all want to discuss or you want to have a good debate, whatever the case may be, you want to promote your business, please make sure that you're following the Kicking It With Key group discussion page on Facebook. You can find it on my Kicking It With Key page. So that's facebook.com/KickingItWithKey1. And you can also make sure you follow me on Instagram, KickinItWitKee. All right, enjoy today's episode. Hey y'all, it's your girl Miss Kiki Lolo, and this is episode 4. And you're now kicking it with Key. So, how y'all doing today? Let me tell y'all. Sorry for the delay in this episode. Because my silly dilly self recorded it previously. And today, like this morning, like I've done in past weeks, I just kind of go through, re-listen to it, see if there's any like pauses or anything I need to take out. So, you know, the conversation sounds continuous and I don't lose y'all. My silly dilly self deleted a whole segment. Oh my gosh. So I spent all day trying to splice, add, put back, and then I like quickly published it so my BFF could listen. And she was like, girl, I know you tried, boo, but you're just gonna have to re-record this episode. And I was like, dang, you know what I'm saying? So here I am. Because I don't want to give y'all no half-ass content. I don't want to be out here on the internet sounding sure crazy. So, I'm redoing this episode. So, what is this episode? It's the pandemic entanglement. And I'm going to just share with you all what's been going on with me during the pandemic. And I guess, you know, I'm going to drop a little couple cents about how I feel about this whole entanglement fiasco. Okay, so the pandemic started in March, right? So when we first got that, you know, you're gonna be home for 2 weeks, I'm like, bet, okay, like I can change my alarm. I only gotta wake up like 15 minutes prior to signing on to the computer, like what? So boom. Earlier this year, I had bought a desk, so I already had a desk at home, so I was like, cool, but I was using my little kitchen chair as a chair, and that wasn't going to cut it throughout the whole pandemic, so when it got extended, I went out and bought me a real computer chair, because y'all had me messed up. My little booty was hurting. Little booties matter, and look, so that and the fact that initially, you know, the kids just was out of school. But then when we had to go to that distance learning, oh yeah, I learned that we should appreciate all teachers, okay? Every year, you need to buy your child's teacher a gift, okay? Probably a bottle of wine, because our kids is probably really bad in real life, like for real. They, I don't know, sheesh. Because I learned a thing or two, okay, about my son. My son, I would be telling him he needs to go to bed. He would not go to bed. He's still doing it till this day. So guess what I had to do? Buy melatonin. Don't judge me. Melatonin is not a drug. It's a sleep aid. So go get your kids some. All right? Don't get the Zarbee's kind, because my kids really didn't like that kind. They took it though. But now that we got this new kind from Target called Natural Kids, but it's N-A-T-R-O-L Kids. Apparently, that one tastes more like candy, and they be geeked up to have a gummy, okay? they be out here like, can I get a Tony? And I'm like, hey, that's my name for it. I got that from a girl I used to work with. She was like, the Tonys. So I was like, that's cute, girl. That's cute. I'm going to use that too. Excuse me. So, yes. Now to get some melatonin, because if not, Roland will stay up all night. Like, you know, they had a little break in between the end of school and before summer school started. Summer school started back up this week. I'm waking up to go to work and Roland just now falling asleep. I'm like, what you was doing all night? So we had to go back to the Tonys. And, you know, I realized throughout this pandemic, this quarantine experience, that kids be lying. They just be lying, okay? Like, my kids must have thought I was born yesterday, and that's not the case. The other night, I walk in their room, I'm like, what y'all doing? Because y'all supposed to be asleep. And they like, nothing. My daughter, she just, boom, right out there, like, I see the iPad right there on the bed. Like, there's no way for her to hide it. I'm like, give me the iPad. No iPad for you. So, when I was walking to their room, I saw my son's iPad. So, I knew he didn't have his iPad. So, I was like, give me whatever you got. And he was like, I don't have anything. I said, move the covers. And lo and behold, what did I see? His cell phone. So, I'm like, boy. Like, for real, you really was going to play me? So, the next morning, I'm like, come on, time to get up. It's summer school time, blah, blah, blah. He's like really tired. So I'm like, there's no reason he should be tired because I took the cell phone from him. You know what I'm saying? The iPad was in the living room. Like, boom. You know what I'm saying? He should have went to sleep. I go look for the iPad. Guess what? The iPad is gone. The boy then came out the room, got the iPad after I took the phone, stayed up half the night playing the damn iPad. He bring me the iPad. It's on 5%. How I go from 100% to 5% overnight? Like, you was really up playing. So then this is when I was having a little meltdown, y'all, like, for real, because I don't know how many times I had to try to say, like, you know what I'm saying, electronics need to get put up. I try to be kind and let, you know what I'm saying, not take them to my bedroom. I'm letting them stay there with you. And then this, you betray my trust. You get what I'm saying? So these kids don't be listening, like, for real. So now he can't have no electronics, and he always want to take a nap. And I just keep yelling at his ass to wake up. Like, no, there's no nap time, because you know you ain't going to want to sleep at nighttime. And so get the fuck up. Like, what? So, y'all got to pray for your friends who got kids during this pandemic, who bored in the house bored with their kids. Because, honey, I just, like, reached a breaking point the other day. Like, I just had to shut down. Like, I reached out to my girlfriends, and I was just like, I need these kids to get away from me. And since, you know, when you reach out to your friends, you're not, I'm not going to speak for everyone. I'm going to speak on my behalf. And if you feel like I feel, then boom, okay? Boom. But sometimes when we reach out to our friends, we're not really looking for you to be like, oh, well, you should try this. Or have you done this? It's like, girl, boy, bang, bye. Like, I'm just talking, okay? Because being a parent, being in a serious relationship, like marriage, is what Vivian Green must have been talking about in that song, Emotional Roller Coaster, okay? Because it has you feeling bipolar, okay? One minute, you know everybody, you love everybody. Next minute, you hate them and you want them all to just get out, right? That's the moment I was having the other day. So I didn't really want anyone to say, oh, well, have you tried this? You should do this. Like, that's not what I was looking for in that moment. I just was trying to say, like, I'm tired. I no longer have me time because of quarantine. My husband works 2 jobs. I just was venting, right? So when your friends come to you, ask, like, are you looking for advice or are you just venting? Because sometimes when you give that advice, that just kind of you know, just adds to the blow that the person may already be feeling, i.e. me. I was already feeling down, and then you're like, well, you should try this. And it's like, damn, you don't think I tried anything? You don't think I tried that? Like, damn. So, right now, it's a little testy, okay? When it comes to these kids, you being locked in the house, not necessarily locked, but, you know, it's nowhere really for them to go. As much as they get on my nerves, there's nowhere I want to send them. I do not want them to go with anyone else. Like, they just gonna be in here getting on my nerves. We just gonna get on each other's nerves. So, you know, I'm trying to do more, like, incorporate more things to do with them. Now that it's getting hotter outside, my daughter be on the balcony watching them open the pool. So she's like, well, can we please go to the pool? And I'm like, honey, all public pools is canceled all 2020. Okay. Like, no, we're not going to that pool. So you can keep sitting there watching them set it up, put out all them chairs, clean out the water and all the other stuff. But you're not getting in that. No. No, thank you. Boo. But just like the pandemic and quarantine is hard on adults, it's also hard on the kids. So just make sure that you are, you know, still giving them some type of like virtual play dates. Like, I'm so happy and thankful that my kids have electronics, i.e. iPads, their Chromebooks, whatever the case may be. So that way they can still communicate with their friends, whether it be Google Duos or, you know, Facebook Messenger Kids, whatever the case may be, of regular FaceTime. Like, I'm just so happy that they are able to call their friends and talk to their friends. So that way they don't feel like, you know, they don't have no social interaction, because it is really important for them to still do so. So, people with no kids, stop trying to tell people with kids what they should do, how they should move during the quarantine. You know, people with kids, just remember your kids, this is something new to them too. So just like you're struggling, they're struggling too. So just have a little bit more patience. But trust me, okay? I went to the bathroom. I had to cry, like, oh my God, why these kids don't listen to me? They disrespectful. Oh my God, boom, I want to run away. You know what I'm saying? Came out the bathroom, grabbed a wine cooler, and just sat there and made them be in timeout. And I just drank my wine cooler and watched them be in timeout, because that's just the moment we needed real quick, okay? Because you need to listen to your mother. So, another thing I learned during the pandemic is a schedule. A schedule is very necessary, okay? So, I went to Dollar General, got me a little $5 dry erase board, and every day I write on it and I say good morning to the kids, and then I write what they can have for breakfast. They get an option, an A, B, or C option. They get three choices for breakfast, two choices for lunch, okay? So you can come to me, you can say I would like A for lunch, B for breakfast, whatever the case may be. And whatever we have in the house, that's what I write down on the board. That's what you get to choose from. Because without a schedule, without rules, we be in here just no food at all. Okay? Because I saw this post on Facebook. The girl said, like, her kids don't have to ask for, when they want to eat, you know, snacks or food or whatever. And I was like, sis must have a lot of money or like some type of government assistance or something, because we monitoring what's going on, what's going in and out these cabinets, in and out this refrigerator, because no one, like, no, they're bored. So they just be eating shit because they bored. Not even hungry. Wasting shit. Speaking of wasting shit, okay? You see, I'm on one today, okay? Speaking of wasting shit, I try to do the right thing, set a little box to the side for recycles, and somebody put trash in the recycle box. No big deal, you know what I'm saying? I just take the trash out the box, put it in the trash can. But I had been smelling this smell all day, one day this week. And I was like, what the hell is that smell? So I was like, it smelled like a molded towel or maybe like clothes that didn't come out the washer or whatever, like spoiled, you know, mildew or whatever. So I'm just sniffing all around my house, like trying to find this shit like a damn dog. And I find it when I was taking the trash that was in the recycle box and putting it in the trash bag. And what was it? It was some Easy Mac that looked like it had curdled milk or something. I don't know what happened. Lyric took the blame for it or whatever. But first of all, when did she ask me could she have Easy Mac? Never. Second of all, she wasted because it was a whole thing of noodles. Like, it wasn't like it was half eaten or nothing. It looked like she tried to do a fucking science experiment or something. And that shit smelled so bad. Like, the way my apartment is set up, the kitchen is towards the back of the apartment. And you can smell that shit at the front door. I was so distraught. Okay, it smelled so horrible. Like, I just wanted to throw up. I was so upset. Like, so the lady with the Facebook post about how your kids don't have to ask for nothing. And they probably got cavities. That's probably what it is, like, for real. You have to monitor the snacks because they will just eat them for no reason. You know, people feel like, well, once the snack's gone. No, that's not going to work for me either because, shit, I may want some snacks too. So, no, we have to be mindful of our snack outtakes. Like, we can't just be letting the kids just have any and everything because they're at home all day and they just want to eat for no reason because they're bored. So, we can't do that. So, I don't know how, you know, there's some parents who are ready for their kids to go back to school. But it's just like, if the numbers are still up, like, how can you feel comfortable sending your child to school? Trust me, I understand virtual learning or distance learning is hard, okay? These kids don't really be into it like they should be or you want them to be, but I'm just not ready. And I'm not judging you if you are ready because you get what I'm saying? Mental health is real. And this pandemic is heavy on all of our mental health because we've lost that time for us, that me time. We've lost, you know, just hanging out with your friends, you know what I'm saying, sending the kids, they, you know, to their friend's house or whatever the case may be. So I get it, you know what I'm saying. This is in no way, shape, or form to make you feel bad about any decisions you may have pertaining to how you want to handle your kids returning back to school. I'm just not ready. You know what I'm saying? I will feel horrible. I send the kids back to school and then one of them get corona. Like, I'll just be like, oh, hell nah. So, I mean, when you look at it, like, they're letting people out of jail, but they want to send the kids back to school. It makes sense. It doesn't make sense how you get out of jail because of coronavirus, but you want my child to go to school. Then you want my elementary school children to wear a mask all day in school. I can't even get them to keep the damn mask on while they're in the store. I'm like, come on now. Pull the mask up. It has to be over your nose. Like, come on. You're not even wearing it properly. You got it sitting on your lip and not on your nose. Corona's still getting in your nostrils. God damn it. This pandemic is something I never thought we would experience. Like, this is stuff we read about in the history books. You know, them plagues back in the day. Before our parents was even thought about, before our grandparents were thought about, those type of things. It's 2020. Like, I can't believe we're still stumped by viruses. So, I'm not ready for to return to work, for the kids to return to school. I mean, I'm ready, but I'm not ready. Do that make sense? Like, sometimes I be wanting them to get out, but it's not worth risking their life for. So, if you don't have kids of your own, don't tell people with kids. that their children should go back to school or you should let them go outside and play. Like, you don't know my life. When it comes to this entanglement, this is why people can't be honest and transparent, because there's people who judge you for the decisions you make or the mistakes you make in life. You get what I'm saying? So this lady, first of all, wasn't even trying to have her business be put out there, but it was put out there, and then she a meme, you know what I'm saying? She a joke or whatever. And it's like, I think the reason that it's, you know, so like so much controversy behind it, because people think that marriages are perfect. Especially people who are not married feel like, you know, once you get married, like your life is perfect or something, like there, you shouldn't have any issues within your marriage. But just like any relationship, your friendships, you know, relationship with your parents, your coworkers, whatever, like a marriage is a job. And, you know, you're not going to always agree with each other. You know what I'm saying? They're going to do something that makes you upset. You know, example, my husband, he washed the kids' clothes and he doesn't check the pockets. So what happens? We be having crayons and Play-Doh and whatever else shit kids have in their pockets all in the washing machine and dryer. And I'm just like, why don't you check the pockets? So I bought this little sign from the Dollar General. Can y'all tell I love Dollar General? I didn't mention it like twice in this episode. So anyways, I bought this little sign and hung it up by the washer and dryer. And it tells you to make sure you check the pockets because everything comes out in the wash. Just a little reminder. Just check the pockets, honey. Okay? I'm walking around here. Got me a little mustard yellow cardigan with blue marker on it. Blue crayon stain. I still wear that shit too, because who got time to keep buying clothes because your husband keep forgetting to check the damn pockets. And now, a word from our sponsor. All right, and we're back with entanglements, right? So, I think that the post that I've been seeing, people with their opinions and comments on what the Will and Jada situation is, like, one, you're not married. You're not married, you never been married, so you really don't understand. Like, sometimes we get in our marriages, we get lost, okay? Like, our personal self, like, gets thrown out. Like, you forget who you are, right? So then there's someone who comes in and they all about you, okay? Just like how when you first got with your spouse, like, you was probably all about your spouse was all about you. So, you know what I'm saying? It's you cool. But then we get into this complacent, you know what I'm saying? This settling mode where we forget that we should still date each other. You know, we should still say nice things to each other. You know, just, oh, you look cute today, you look handsome today. Like, those little pleasantries kind of get lost and thrown out, and, you know, it's forgot about. So then there comes people who have, you know, say all the right things, and you remember, like, oh yeah, you know, I do look good, you know, I am pretty, like, you know, whatever the case may be, right? So my interpretation of the Red Table Talk, you know, I feel as though August was that person for Jada. Like, her and Will probably was going through it about something. And here comes August saying with the little sweet nothings. And it's just like, you know, make you feel good. And then you end up in an entanglement. I'm not for the entanglement because my husband crazy. And I don't want me or the person I get entangled with to die. So, I ain't gonna be entangling. But I can understand how entanglements happen, you know. I can also understand how cheating happens, you know. So now women, it's going to be entanglements, but men, it's just flat out cheating. You cheated, nigga. What? But, you know, it's, you know, I don't want anyone to feel as though getting married is like easy. It's hard work. But I'm not going to go too in depth on the marriages because that's my topic for y'all in 3 weeks. So 3 weeks from today, we will be discussing marriage as it's my anniversary. So I felt like it's only fitting that that's the day that I talk to y'all about marriage, right? All right. Key takeaways from today's episode of Kicking It with Key. All right. One, we're going to mind the business that pays us. Until you have secured your own marriage, no need for you to be commenting on others. Two, we're going to wear a mask and wash our hands. Three, sit your ass down. Ain't nothing outside but the corona. Talking about what's the move for the weekend. There is no moves. Corona is the move. Okay? Go get you some board games from Target or something. Or Amazon. Go play a game. Learn how to play spades. I guess I'm talking to myself. I don't know how to play spades. Four. Please don't try to tell anyone how to parent their children during the pandemic, y'all. For real. It's hard enough as it is. If no one's asking you for the advice, please don't feel like you need to give them any, okay? No, we don't have time for your unsolicited advice, okay? Your unsolicited opinions. And five, tune in next week for episode 5. Until next time, y'all, it's been real. Hold up. Wait a minute. It's a pandemic. It's an entanglement. Bye, y'all.